I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a fan of hidden camera pranks and best friends putting each other in the most awkward situations, then you already know our next guest. He's one of the stars of Impractical Jokers, a writer, executive producer, and comedian, and he's bringing his live show to Pottstown this weekend. Please welcome from Impractical Jokers, it's Murr. Good morning.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Murr, you're going to be in Pottstown this weekend.
This Saturday. I'm coming back. Flipping love Pottstown this Saturday night at Soul Joel's.
You come to Philadelphia? Your wife is from the area?
Yeah, my wife is from Philly and then lived in Yardley. But she was in the city and then Yardley. And we got married in Bucks County, actually, 6 years ago at this point.
Oh, Yardley. So that's where I grew up. I went to Pensbury High School. Do you know where she went to high school?
So did she.
She went to Pensbury.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Get out. That is so funny.
That's wild. And so did a dear friend of ours, Richard Kind.
Richard Kind. I know Richard. Yeah.
Yeah. He went there, too.
He was Bing Bong in Inside Out.
Is that right? Yeah. I've heard Pensbury had like amazing parades or something.
The prom.
Oh, the prom. We talked about that.
That is a new thing. We did not do that in Staten Island, you know?
Yeah, so we actually talked about it not that long ago because it was prom season. Pensbury was known for their proms because they were at the school. You didn't go anywhere outside of the school. The students were responsible for transforming the school. And then it was how you showed up that was the big part of it. And we talked about 1 year, they were a year ahead of me. Somebody came in a helicopter.
No.
Yes.
Prom?
Came to prom in a helicopter. They landed like just a little ways away from the football field.
That's nuts, man.
No. Yeah, and then we found out the next year they said no more helicopter arrivals.
Yeah, that was one and only time.
No more.
Murr, how many years has it been for Impractical Jokers?
We have been filming for 16 years straight. Right after this interview, I leave to go to set to film. We started filming spring 2010. And we're filming season 13 right now, which starts in 3 weeks on TV, July 23rd, brand new season, 4 weeks less.
And you can see Impractical Jokers on TBS, right?
Yeah, we're on TBS for the past few years now. It's the new season's so much fun. They just punished me the other day. It'll air on TV next year. They converted me, they changed me into one of those like looks maxers guys. You know, like the guys that get like all the facial alteration and the surgery.
Yeah.
To look more masculine. And so I looked like, if I looked like that.
Wait, that's you?
Yes. They had me on prosthetics for 4 hours to make it look like I had had surgeries to redo my face, like one of these looks maxers. I looked nuts. No one recognized me, not a single person. And they had a whole panel of people just debating me. It was wild.
I'm going back and watching old seasons because my son just found you guys and he's into it. So I'm watching the older shows. We'll eventually get up to the current season. But like, what's the difference? How has it transformed over the years?
I mean, the show, I think we're at our best right now. We are having an absolute blast on the new season. We've been filming for about 4 months for the new season. We have another 2.5 months to go to finish it. But I'll give your son a sneak peek as to something to look forward to. At the end of this season, all I'll say is this. Season finale, just know you heard it here first, involves the outside of the Empire State Building.
Whoa. Okay.
I bet you can imagine who loses the episode. I already know I lost.
What's the worst punishment you've received?
You're going to see it.
It's
going to be crazier than this stunt. Nothing. It's one of those rare punishments that I know in advance because they had to get my permission and also the insurance company's permission to do it.
I was going
to
ask the insurance question about those things.
That's why the only way you can film this, I'm just saying this, it's called The Miracle on 34th Street. that's the part of your name. And we have to film it the final day of shooting in case I die doing it.
Oh.
They can still release the season.
My gosh.
You know you've got a show when you have to like wait till the final, just so they can get through the whole season in case anything happens.
Just in case.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
for real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Mer, tell us about the live show, because I read that there's like live pranks and it's interactive.
It's so much fun. I love touring so much. So the way it works is the first half of the show is stand-up comedy. I tell some of the most embarrassing stories of my life because of my career choice. So that's like traditional stand-up comedy. But the second half of the show is different every single night because I play two games with the audience. One is I borrow three audience members' cell phones, and after interviewing them, I start texting people from their phone on their behalf as if it were them.
Oh.
And we deal with the consequences live. And inevitably, I FaceTime the people. It is cryingly funny. And then the final thing I do in my shows is I play Impractical Jokers live, meaning I choose somebody from the crowd, put an earpiece in their ear. This Saturday, I'll send them out to the streets of Pottstown, Pennsylvania, watch on screen in the club. And live on the spot, they've got to do and say whatever I tell them
That's great.
Like, just like watching the TV show happen in front of your face, uncensored. It is outrageous. Sometimes the police get called on me.
I still cringe, though. Like, it's so funny, and I would love to be a part of it, but, like, I could not do and say the things that you guys have to do. It's just, like, it's so cringy.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, not with that attitude is right.
I would be so embarrassed. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
We'll try it. Come Saturday. Okay. We'll see if you're any good at it. Yeah. And by the way, you can get your tickets at MerLive.com or go to Soul Joe's website and you can get them there.
I mean, how has that changed for you guys getting recognized and how you had to produce the show? Like, is that why you're kind of doing more of the prosthetics and all the things that make you look different?
For sure. We're still able to produce it. You know what I mean? But like, for example, I lost an episode a week ago. It'll be the season premiere punishment. They had me working as a waiter at this like packed restaurant in Queens. And I literally couldn't go up to half the tables, right? Because half the tables recognized me, but the other half, they're going to be on TV, you know? So it still works.
Yeah.
We film in New York City and there's 8 million people, you know? So, and I don't look famous. I look like a pharmacist, you know? I look like your tax guy. You're like, oh, is it April already?
That's great.
Mer, you're also, you have a movie coming out?
I do. I don't know if you guys saw this. So I outside of Jokers for many, many years, I've been writing horror novels. I've got 9 books out. My fifth book came out a few years back, 2020, is called Don't Move. It's like a creature feature. And it did really well. It got turned into a movie and it comes out theatrically nationwide September 11th weekend. And we're doing premieres September 8th. We're doing a premiere in Kansas City where we filmed it. September 9th, we're doing 2 premieres in Los Angeles at the iconic Chinese Theater. It's going to be wild. The movie's great. We finished the movie a year ago and it just takes that long to launch a movie. But I'm really excited. In the movie is, you guys will appreciate this. T-Pain, Rob, Russ, the rapper. Russ is in his debut lead role in a movie ever. And he nails it. He's so good. You got Rob Riggle, Q's in the movie. The movie's really, really scary. And it's also really funny. If anybody wants to go see it or come to the premieres, go to don'tmovemovie.com to join us for the premieres and meet the cast. And tickets go on sale theatrically nationwide mid-July.
This pharmacist knows how to promote, Kathy. This pharmacist yeah. is good at promoting.
I promise you the movie's great. If it doesn't, I'll buy you a Slurpee.
Mer is going to be out Soul Joel's in Pottstown this Saturday, June 27th at 7 o'clock. You can go to merlive.com for tickets. Love your success. Love that you're still doing Impractical Jokers. Thanks for coming on the Kathy Romano Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, everyone. I appreciate you.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.